This is 5 times Jenny met one of the Doctor's companions. A Doctor Who fanfic written by Netgirl Y2K and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated G. One. The trouble Jenny had found with saving civilizations and defeating terrible monsters was this. How did you know who needed to be defeated? Some were obvious. Slave traders, defeat away. Giant bats devouring colonists. One of those times when it was okay to be a soldier. Genocide? Only if it was an emergency. But other things, like space piracy, were more of a gray area. Take Mel and Glitz. They might not exactly have the moral high ground, especially after they tried to steal the crown jewels of this planet, but it wasn't as though they'd been hurting anyone. Plus, Jenny liked Mel. She was cheerful and had a nice smile, and liked the running almost as much as Jenny did. You probably weren't meant to defeat people that you liked. Mel leaned out of the alcove where they were hiding from the royal guards. "They're gone," she whispered. "We should get back to the ship before Glitz leaves without us."
"Oh, good! More running!"
Mel took Jenny's hand, and together they ran in the direction of the ship. Jenny's father might not have approved of her traveling with pirates, but she'd crash-landed her shuttle here, and tagging along with Mel and Glitz could be fun until she managed to steal another one. Stealing, Jenny had discovered, was another one of those gray areas. Two. Jenny had a notion to track down her dad, but it turned out that he wasn't the easiest man to find. So she decided to find Donna, who was the one who'd named her and had shouted at her dad when she thought he wasn't paying Jenny enough attention. That was sort of like having a mum, wasn't it? Donna wasn't on Earth when Jenny got there, but she did meet Donna's granddad. He was a very nice man who made her a cup of tea and told her that Donna was still traveling with the Doctor, but he'd be happy to tell her that Jenny had stopped by next time she popped back. Jenny had intended to resume her travels, but it turned out that you could keep fairly busy saving civilization from dreadful monsters without ever leaving the Greater London area. And while she stayed on Earth, she could get to know a few of her father's friends. She caught up with Martha and met Sir Alistair and Sarah Jane Smith. "The Doctor's your father?" Sarah asked, pouring them another cup of tea. "Yes, sort of. I was grown from his DNA in a machine." "Nothing wrong with that. My son was grown in an alien machine."
"Really? Is he any good at running? Do you think he'd like to come with me to see new worlds and save civilizations?"
"He's a little young for all that," Sarah said diplomatically. "Maybe in a few years." 3. Her father had seemed pretty adamant that there were no more Time Lords left, which was why Jenny was pretty surprised when she met Romana. Which was nothing compared to how surprised Romana was to meet Jenny. "The Doctor's your father?"
"And mother," said Jenny helpfully.
"Of course he is," said Romana, pinching the bridge of her nose to fend off the oncoming migraine. "And did he perhaps mention what he'd done to our planet while I was in E-Space?"
"Something about a war. He was a soldier."
"I think perhaps I'd best have a word with your father. Where is he?"
"I don't know."
"We'll just follow the trail of destruction and I'm sure he'll turn up. Where's your TARDIS?"
"I don't
don't have one. Jenny was starting to feel that her dad had forgotten to mention some of the salient details about being a Time Lord. How does your ship travel in time?
I sort of aim it at the nearest rift in time and hope for the best.
Well, really, what has your father been teaching you?
Jenny thought about everything she'd learned from the doctor in the hour or so he'd been involved in her life.
Killing is bad, running is good?
I think you'd better come with me.
So Jenny did, and Romana taught her about time travel and how to save planets with slightly less running and shouting than her father had employed. They eventually parted because Romana kept hearing rumors of Daleks, a time war, and someone who called themselves the Oncoming Storm. And Jenny felt that it was probably bad for a child to witness the murder of both her parents. Four.
You look just like him, said Tegan.
Really? Jenny tried not to sound too disappointed. Most of the time she liked being compared to her dad, but she really did think she had prettier hair than him.
There was the sound of armored footsteps moving in their direction.
You're exactly like him, too, Tegan complained. I was away for years and nothing interesting happened in prison. I've been back a week and you turn up with a marauding armor in tow. Bloody typical.
The footsteps were getting closer. Jenny grabbed Tegan's hand.
Run now, insult my family later.
They'd only run a few steps when Jenny pulled them up short.
Can you really run in those shoes?
Well, you're more thoughtful than him, I'll give you that.
Five.
There were cracks in the walls between dimensions. Jenny was fairly sure this was not a good thing. She had considered leaving it up to her dad to sort out, but given that he'd gotten distracted and left Messaline before her regeneration, she wasn't sure how good he was at concentrating for long periods of time. She had managed to seal the cracks using her time ship, a small explosion, and not as much running as she would have liked. Unfortunately, she'd trapped herself on the other side of the rift in the process. But no plan was perfect. When she woke, she was lying on a hard bed in a dull gray room.
So far, not impressed with her new universe. You were dead.
Jenny sat up and faced the dark-skinned young man who was leaning against the wall.
That happens to me sometimes. Where am I?
Torchwood Tower. I'm Mickey Smith.
I'm Jenny.
Is that short for anything?
Generated anomaly.
That's Swedish, yeah?
It might be.
Look, sorry to keep going on about this, but you were dead, and our medics say you've got two hearts. Do you know a book called The Doctor?
He's my dad.
Mickey's face broke into a wide grin.
Excuse me for a sec.
He pulled a mobile out of his pocket and dialed.
Rose, it's me. Come down to the morgue. I've got someone you'll want to meet.
Everyone here knows my dad?
Some of us, yeah.
I traveled to another universe, and I still can't get out from under his shadow.
Tell me about it, babe,
said Mickey sympathetically.
The end.